Joining me for this edition of Our Town is Matt Braun. Matt Braun is the head of Braun Development Services, and he is one undertaking the big Quinn Street property renovation, or not renovation, I should say, development there. And Matt, if you could, take us back to just kind of before you guys started. This has been something the city has been looking to develop, this property on the river, for 25 years or more. Talk to me a little bit about, just prior to your involvement, what was happening with that.
Yeah, so right before my involvement, specifically in Florence, a friend and I, somebody I've known professionally for quite some time, said, hey, you know, there is a new Microtel product by Wyndham that's out. And we think that it's kind of ripe for the Pacific Northwest. There's a hotel that recently got built up on the Columbia River in George, Washington. And the guy who built it is like you. He's young and new to the hotel business, but a capable builder. What do you think about investigating this? And so I decided to go have a quick tour and conversation with that guy and dug into what was happening with the Microtel product, and decided that I wanted to find places to put a similar product here in Oregon. And I got a five franchise agreement with Wyndham. And literally within days, I got a phone call that a property was coming available in Florence. That another developer had taken it as far as they could, but didn't have the product that really fit the profile of what that specific location needed. So the previous developer had an ENR executed with the FIRA. So those are a couple of little industry terms. ENR means an exclusive negotiating tool that we're side by side with them in an exclusive negotiating position with the Florence Urban Renewal Agency. So that ENR timed out, and Braun Hospitality executed a ENR with the city. Keep saying ENR. It's that's Engineering News Record. ENA, an exclusive negotiating agreement. Well, we went and did some design, you know, kind of due diligence, and did a lot of investigation in those early days on the concerns we had around geotechnical stability, existence of utilities and water, kind of site use. It was an awkwardly shaped parcel, and some of the environmental concerns, because we knew there had been a school there and weren't sure what else. So while we were working through that due diligence, we kind of kept advancing conversations with Wyndham, who started getting really excited about the project, and with the city, who has been really a great partner. After we got through the ENA, the exclusive negotiating agreement period, we ended up negotiating a DDA, a development disposition agreement, which basically is like a deed transfer, but with strings attached. And those strings are negotiated on behalf of the city to ensure that I, as a developer, or anybody I sell to, doesn't do something with the property that doesn't conform with the base needs of the city. So in this case, it needs to be a hotel of a certain size, kept up to a certain level, maintained in perpetuity as a hotel, and reflective of the type of finishes and use that would be complementary to long-term stays, long-term use as a kind of accompaniment to the Florence Events Center.
And this is something.
So all that's negotiated in this DDA, and that gives us kind of this exclusive right to go develop it. And then Braun Hospitality gets control of the property at closing. But until then, we just have an agreement that we're going to continue advancement of the development of the property in a way that's mutually beneficial and to, you know, kind of both of our business needs.
Now, one of the things that's happened over time is, like you said, there have been other people that have been interested in doing this. Hasn't really come to fruition. Now, in the last few years since you've been doing this, we've had rise in costs, you know, as far as construction costs go and things that have involved in that. How have you been able to keep ahead of that in order to continue moving forward with this project?
George, so for one thing, early on, I went and got a great contractor partner so that I wasn't guessing at what input was going to be, price inputs. So we forged kind of a relationship, and they started looking at the earliest sets of drawings to kind of indicate, hey, this is where you can make some adjustments. These are things you need to keep your eye on. So that's been a really key piece of having a great partner. The second thing is that we built in escalation contingencies. I'm optimistic about the project, but I'm not Pollyanna-ish. And so I figured it would take some time. And so we built in quite a bit of escalation cost into the model to make sure that we were accounting for it. And a lot of that escalation cost has indeed been getting eaten up with rising costs over the last few years. But fortunately, I think as we've all seen, inflation has affected everything, including room rates. And so overall, the hotel is still attractive, even though construction costs have gone up. The ability to charge more for the rooms and help, have the hotel pay for itself has gone up also. So all in all, it's balanced between great partner, anticipation of escalation costs, and then kind of the overall rising tide that raises all boats that's allowed us to stay, in the black and looking really positive.
And my understanding is over the recent couple of months, some of the construction costs have started to ease a little bit. And there's, of course, talk about maybe reducing interest rates over time. Is that something that will be a positive effect for you, or have you already secured funding?
Oh, my goodness, George. I am absolutely paying very, very close attention to both of those. And the construction costs are wild because steel might go up and wood go down, and then copper goes up and wood goes up, and then steel drops down. And it's all so dependent on commodity markets, what's happening in the world, what's happening in the Southeast, what's happening to gasoline prices.
So it's not an overall decrease across the board. It's a varying of depending on what particularly things are hot at the time.
Yeah, exactly. What global demands are. The great thing is this is a wood framed hotel, and I'm really proud of that because wood is supported by Oregon industry, and it ripples through the whole of the economy. And so I think that's a really positive design feature, even though folks aren't necessarily going to see it as wood prices stabilize, which they've come back down after the big COVID spike. This will be something that's kind of based on local commodities. The money price, the cost of money, is another thing I'm paying close attention to. When I started a couple of years ago, interest rates were 6.5-7% for this type of project, and now they're pushing 9.5-10%. There have been something like 22 prime rate increases since we executed that ENA, and so the cost of money has gotten extremely expensive, and it has caused me a lot of concern. And so we have some preliminary funding in place as it relates to the construction loan, and now it's a matter of securing private equity investors, and they're watching hospitality overall really closely. They're watching Oregon coast economics really closely, and they're watching where can they put their money and get great returns on it, and on a safer investment than a hotel, which has all made it kind of a difficult fundraising process over the last say year, because folks have gotten pretty skittish about real estate investments overall, and especially about ground up hotels in rural markets. So that's what I spend most of my time doing now is meeting with potential investors and kind of beating the drum to get folks involved. And there's a lot of excitement around it. And it's kind of a funny backstory. Folks are starting to get more interested in it because of the move by the Oregon Ducks to Big Ten. So even college sports is playing into it because we're anticipating more and more folks coming from the Midwest to come watch games on the West Coast here in Eugene. And this is just a great opportunity for them to drive for an hour, have a place to stay that's really lovely, and such fantastic options to view the glory that is in Florence and around there.
So give us an idea where we are in the process today, pre-construction to construction to maybe completion dates, which I know are just pie in the sky at this point, but...
Pie in the Sky is close to it. So where I'm at right now is we have land use. We have, I'll call it our 35% construction drawings done. We have a preliminary not to exceed price, GMP, guaranteed maximum price from a builder. We have all of the entitlements secured with Wyndham. Everything's there. We are now at a point where it's just a matter of raising that last bit of equity We have, you know, our most of our lending put together. So I would like to see us close in April or May and start construction in June and be done by July of 25. That's what I'd like to see happen.
So this is a construction's about a 13-month process then, you figure, and that's with some delays or other issues that might fall into place?
The beauty of it is that, you know, there's these little secret things about building at the coast, particularly in Florence, and that's, you know, the sand. There's a lot of it.
Really?
So this project would not typically take 13 months, but all the prep work to get the soil taken care of is a big challenge. So that's adding a chunk of time because all that needs to be recompacted. So we've built that in. Another big schedule risk, George, as you know, is procurement. And so hotel furnishings come from across the country. So we'll need to get on ordering them really early and making sure we've got a lot of lead time for switch gear, for the finishes that go in the hotel, and some of the other long lead items such as elevators. So we'll be paying attention to those as soon as we get close to closing.
Now, you didn't mention weather. I'm guessing that could also be a factor, but probably not as much since the construction crews are used to working in, you know, inclement weather.
You're right, George. You don't work in the rain. You don't work in Oregon. So the great news is when I went through and selected the partner competitively to my contractor, one of the key things I was looking at absolutely was hotel experience. And a second was Oregon coast experience. There's not a lot of trades, you know, sitting right there in Florence. And so having a network of folks that are willing to come and put their best in on a hotel was a big deal. So that was one piece. The other piece is that understanding how to build on that sand was important to me. The great thing about sand is that, you know, you don't get a lot of ponding. So we're not worried about rain sitting on a site and bogging equipment down. But there absolutely isn't, a need to pay attention to getting things dried in and making sure we've got all that moisture out before we start locking things down and sealing up the walls. And having a contractor who's on board with that, understands how that needs to go, how to be done in sequence is really important. And I've got a great partner there.
But as far as you and the city are concerned, you guys are done. You're in agreement. You're focused on the same end goal.
Yes. The city staff are such huge advocates for the city themselves. We meet every other week, almost without exception. I will tell you over the Christmas holiday, between me being gone and them being gone, we didn't. But we meet every other week and have a update on, you know, what's happening on the city side, what's happening on the development side, what are we working on next, and making sure we're in lockstep. And they've really been great partners on that. So between Aaron Reynolds, city manager, and Megan Messmer, who's, you know, basically running everything behind the scenes, it's really been a great partnership.
All right. Well, I don't know what else I can ask you. I think we got pretty much everything covered there, but I can't wait. This is going to be a great addition to the community, and fingers crossed, and hopefully everything goes as necessary in the next couple of months.
I'm so excited about it. And you know, having spent my whole life in Oregon, getting to do something like this in a town like Florence is really a dream come true. And I'm very excited, and I appreciate the community's excitement around this. So thank you, George, for giving me a call.
All right. Thank you so much. And you have yourself a good new year.
Thank you. You too.
Coming up next on Our Town are a couple of ladies from the Florence Arts, Culture, and Entertainment about the Winter Music Festival on the January edition of Our Town.